The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Cindy Fowler from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Dave's Garden e-newsletter, the Garden Smart e-newsletter, the Triangle Garden Magazine, and maybe from Garden Smarts by Shelley Goodloom. Top tomato plant problems. Tomatoes are probably the most popular vegetable grown by gardeners. The majority of the problems in growing them are environmental and are generally not infectious to other crops you might have planted. Choosing the right plant is just as important as location in controlling some common issues. Look for a cultivar that is disease-resistant, especially to verticillium wilt, fusarium races 1 and 2, nematodes, and tobacco mosaic virus. Using good general sanitation practices by keeping weeds and rotten or fallen fruit away from the plants and washing your hands and tools after handling or working with plants are the best ways to not spread any disease present. These 7 durable shrubs bring the color when summer brings the heat. Crepe myrtle, Lagerstroemia indica, is also known as the lilac of the south, but it grows well beyond the land of cotton. Hardiness zones 7 and higher will see crepe myrtles reach their full growth potential. In zones 6 and lower, they are best treated as hardy perennials. Cut them to the ground after several hard winter freezes when they are in hard dormancy to remove wood that would otherwise be killed by the cold. The roots will remain strong and healthy, resprouting new stems in each spring. Crepe myrtles are also available in a wide range of sizes. If you need a small shade tree or a mound-shaped foundation plant, there is a crepe myrtle to fit your needs. While some varieties may reach in excess of 25 feet in height, others may never achieve 5 feet, and there are many size options in between. As for color, the spectrum runs from white to pink, red, and purple. Hardy hydrangea, Hydrangea maniculata, is also known as hardy hydrangea because of its ability to grow in zones 3 through 8. These mostly white flowering shrubs mature at 8 to 15 feet tall and wide. The varieties are differentiated primarily by size and flower appearance. Dwarf varieties such as Little Lime and Strawberry Sundae stay smaller than 6 feet at maturity. Some of the flowering differences include colors such as the chartreuse blooms of limelight, the white to red evolving vanilla strawberry and firelight, and the pink and white bicolored pinky winky. Use this deciduous shrub in buds and borders as a specimen, particularly when trained as a patio tree. The flowers make wonderful vase displays, fresh or dried. Rose of Sharon, Hibiscus syriacus, is a favorite of the hibiscus genus for its hardy shrub habit and durability under a variety of conditions. Hardy in zones 5 through 9, growing 8 to 12 feet tall, Rose of Sharon comes in a wide array of bloom color choices, including white, pink, purple, red, and multi-toned varieties. These summer bloomers perform best in full sun and work well in shrub borders or as specimen plants. The flowers attract all kinds of pollen and nectar lovers like hummingbirds, butterflies, bees, and more. Plant rows of Sharon in moist, well-drained soil in full sun. Repeat blooming azaleas. Azaleas are familiar spring-blooming plants, but since the advent of numerous re-blooming cultivars, summer is much more colorful. Repeat blooming azaleas may be white, red, pink, purple, orange, or a combination of colors. Sizing ranges from small shrubs under 3 feet to medium sizes in the 4 to 6 foot range. Encore azaleas offer the broadest selection for partial sun or sunny areas, with nearly 30 varieties to choose from. For shady locations, bloomathon azaleas excel as repeat bloomers with 4 color options. Azaleas work well in mass plantings or as individual accent or focal plants. Knockout rose. The knockout rose completely changed landscaping when it arrived on the scene. This heavy rebloomer offers brilliant cherry red blooms from spring through fall on plants that achieve a height and width of 4 to 6 feet and is hardy in zones 5 through 11. In addition to the original red knockout, there are several shades of pink and yellow, as well as double-flowered red and pink. The knockout roses are highly disease-resistant and rebloom with minimal maintenance beyond pruning. Use knockout roses in all types of mass plantings for great effect. Butterfly bush, Buddleia Davidii, has been widely used to attract butterflies and other pollinators for many years. The classic purple-blooming, fragrant 10-foot shrub has gradually become outpaced by other colors and improved cultivars with dwarf habits. Butterfly bushes may be found that stay under 3 feet, which work well in container plantings or as part of a perennial border. The larger types can anchor pollinator gardens, accent shrub borders, or contribute their color to naturalized areas. Butterfly bushes are hardy in zones 5 and up. Bloom colors range may be white, pink, red, purple, blue, and multi-tone. Bluebeard, Caryopteris ex clandonensis, also known as bluebeard or blue mist, grows 3 to 4 feet tall and wide and is hardy in zones 5 through 9. The top growth is only consistently hardy to zone 7, but the plant regenerates readily in zones 5 and 6 if the top is winter killed. This petite beauty forms a neat mound that works well in masses at the front of the shrub border, as a low hedge, or in a mixed perennial bed. Bluebeard blooms midsummer through fall, attracting the attention of pollinators. The silver-gray foliage is fragrant upon contact, adding another desirable dimension. The key to durability in any plant is good cultural practice. Be sure to use recommended planting practices for your local conditions, including soil amendments and mulch. Regular deep waterings during the first full growing season will help new plants to grow a deep root system, a key factor in long-term health of the plant. Preserving herbs. The most common way to preserve herbs are drying and freezing. You can also make herb-based salsas. Try one or more of these methods so you can enjoy that fresh-picked flavor year-round. Tools and materials: paper bags, rubber bands, air-tight containers, ice cube trays, freezer bags. Drying. Many herbs can be air-dried by tying several stems together with a rubber band and hanging them in a cool, dark, dry location. Bay, marjoram, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, and thyme are good candidates for drying. If the area is dusty, keep the herbs in paper bags during the drying process. Parsley and thyme retain more of their color if they are dried in a 150-degree oven or in a dehydrator. When leaves are brittle, pull them off the stems and store in airtight jars in a cool, dark place. Do not crumble the leaves until you use them, because they will lose flavor. Dried herbs keep their flavor and color for about 3 months. Freezing. Some herbs keep their flavor best when frozen. These include basil, chives, chervil, dill, lemon balm, mint, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, French tarragon, thyme, and lemon verbena. Wash them thoroughly and shake or pat off the excess water. Place individual leaves or chopped leaves in freezer bags. Flatten the bags to remove air. Dill, sage, rosemary, and thyme also freeze well on the stalks, which you can add frozen to cooking pots and remove before serving. You can also puree herbs with a small amount of water and freeze the paste in small zippered freezer bags. Then break off frozen pieces as you need them. Combine herbs that are good culinary companions, such as sage and thyme. Mix with a little olive oil and seal the paste in freezer bags, or pour the mixture into ice cube trays. Once frozen, remove and store in freezer bags and thaw individual cubes as needed. Tips: an herb's flavor is most pronounced just before the plant begins to flower. You can prolong the harvest by slipping off the flower buds whenever they appear. The essential oils are concentrated in the leaves in early morning, before the sun causes them to be released into the air. Early morning is, therefore, the best time to harvest. Snip individual leaves or cut an entire shoot just above a leaf node. This will encourage dormant buds to grow at the nodes for a bushier plant. Harvest the seeds of dill, fennel, and coriander when the flower heads have faded and started to dry. Clip the flower heads and place them in paper bags, then shake the heads to dislodge the seeds. Store seeds in an airtight container. And now, from the Garden Smart e-newsletter, Variegated Shrubs to Lighten Up Your Landscape by Natalie Carmali, Proven Winners Color Choice. Variegated foliage is a beautiful way to brighten gardens and landscapes. These five shrubs all produce beautiful flowers, but the show doesn't stop there. They also sport fabulous variegated foliage that brings season-long color to any garden. Organic pest management, botanical interest. In all our years of gardening, there is one thing we know for sure. Pests can find their way into our gardens. Experience has given us a few organic means of combating these pests. Here are some tips. Summer flowering trees. Think flowering trees, and spring comes to mind. The blossom parade begins with ornamental plums, pears, magnolias, cherries, and carries on through red buds, crab apples, and dogwoods. Spring is a tough act to follow, but the joy of flowering trees needn't end with April showers and May flowers. One unusual annual you'll find at an independent garden center or online plant retailer is Lophus Leucospermum. Beautiful strumpet flowers cascade from elegant foliage that resembles grape leaves, native to Mexico. Leucospermum is also known as creeping gloxinia. Southern living hydrangeas. Few gardeners can resist the appeal of a hydrangea in full bloom at the garden center. The gigantic flowers beckon, obscuring nearby plants in their shadows. Hydrangeas are just as showy when you bring them home to the garden. These versatile beauties perform wonders, whether planted singly or in mass, as a focal point or backdrop. Can vitamin D protect you from the coronavirus? Unfortunately, the answer isn't simple, despite recent research that shows a crude but clear relationship between countries with high levels of vitamin D deficiency and high levels of COVID-19 cases and deaths. Delphiniums are divine but demanding. Just as there are places I would like to visit but will never see, and experiences I wonder about but will never have, there are plants that I admire and desire but will never grow. These are plants that require specific growing conditions, a ridiculous amount of pampering, and a climate I don't live in. At the top of this list are delphiniums. Water smart. With many of us recently inspired to grow our own vegetables, taking on varying sizes of victory gardens, there's no doubt that more of us will have more to water. However, we need to remember water wisely. Water smart. One easy way to add more beauty to your perennial garden, even if you have a small space, is to select long-blooming or re-blooming varieties. While many perennials bloom for a short period every year, improved varieties extend the show. Here are a few of our favorites. In early spring, your hummingbird feeders are busy with local hummingbirds and migrants that are passing through. Natural nectar sources are still scarce, so feeder activity can be abundant. However, by mid-spring, feeder activity can slow as migration wraps up and male hummingbirds start to defend feeders in their territory. Gardening with wave-spreading petunias is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Once you've brought your plants home, your first order of business is to create the best environment for wave petunias to grow and flourish in your garden. Here are a few guidelines to follow. Do I really need to feed my plants? It's a question we hear often this time of year, and you might be wondering too. Find out how to maximize your plants' potential through feeding and learn which plants won't welcome those extra calories in this helpful article. Adding a colorful coat of paint to Adirondack chairs completely transforms a backyard from meh to magical. Make the most of your summer with this easy DIY. Alan Armitage, the renowned horticulturist, once noted how people rarely visit a plant catalog and identify what is old or classic. With all the copycat breeding going on, a landscape-led designer must choose between 12 different black heucheras on the market. Enter the classic, tested, proven, and importantly, available plant. Many gardeners use borders to keep their gardens nice and tidy, and there are a number of products to choose from. There are wooden borders, plastic borders, and block wall borders that match walkways. All are very affordable, stylish, and should fit the style of the garden that you are designing. However, there are very few plantable borders. Mimicry succulents are masters of disguise. Altman plants. These mimicry plants, known as mesims, are the thespians of the succulent world. Mind-blowingly adaptable actors, often accustomed to harsh, stun-blasted habitats that receive only a few inches of rain a year. They grow in coarse sand with just their translucent tops showing, enabling sunlight to reach the interior of each plant. My summer container garden has a few annuals, but it's more a mix of perennials, shrubs, vegetables, fruit, herbs, houseplants, and small trees. Every year, a few of these plants outgrow their pots and need larger containers. Wildflowers are one of Mother Nature's loveliest gifts and a perfect addition to your victory garden, too. Their changing panorama of colors, shapes, sizes, and heights provides delight throughout the seasons. We asked our NGB member, American Meadows, to answer 15 on growing wildflowers. We hope that these answers will help you grow an amazing wildflower garden. Consistent hot and dry weather over a long period of time can lead to heat or moisture stress, which can cause your lawn to turn brown. To keep your lawn at its best and limit the hot summer damage, you should familiarize yourself with some of the basics of this issue. If you're gardening in limited space and plan to grow only a few vegetables this year, these are the ones to choose. By planting in large containers, using good quality potting soil, watering regularly, and fertilizing monthly, you can harvest vegetables all season long. Here are some we recommend. Jennifer Prince, Gardener's Supply Company. I have been planting like mad. Almost every bed has been planted with so many goodies, including tomatoes, cucumbers, and vertical icebox watermelons. Next project, I'm off to solve some privacy screening issues. From Garden Smarts by Shelley Bloom. Be forewarned that basil gives off an unpleasantly pungent odor while it's drying, warns Emily George of Boston, Massachusetts. I kept trying to figure out where one of our tomcats had misbehaved until we discovered the stench emanated from some basil left on top of the refrigerator to dry. If you dry your herbs in an attic, Emily adds, your nose is protected by distance. You can prevent herbs from clumping together when you freeze them by spreading them in a single layer on a cookie sheet to freeze. Then bag them. Each piece freezes individually in short order, says Ed O'Hagan of Raleigh, North Carolina. You can also dry herbs quickly in a microwave oven, Ed adds. Rinse, blot dry, and put between two microwave-safe paper towels. Microwave 2 to 4 minutes per cup of herbs on full power, turning every half minute. Do not overcook or the herbs may scorch and the paper catch fire. After they've cooled, crumble the herbs in a plastic bag and then store them in small jars with tight lids, Ed says. Dried mint is a welcome gift from the home garden, suggests Salt Lake City, Utah gardener Richard Bunker. You can get a good crop from just a few plants, he notes. One year we dried it in the electric oven. It takes about a day or a day and a half. Don't turn the oven on. Just leave the door ajar, and the heat from the oven light bulb is enough to dry it. I discovered a great way to dry thick-stemmed and succulent herbs such as basil and parsley that tend to dry slowly and turn brown when air-dried, says Chris second proprietor of the herbary in Kalahu, Hawaii, on the island of Kauai. Here's how. Put 1 to 3 cups of herbs minus the stems in a paper bag for a small amount. Use a lunch bag for a larger quantity. Use a grocery sack. Fold closed and put in the refrigerator. Cover or wrap other foods in the refrigerator so their odors and flavors won't mix with the herbs. Turn the bag over at least once a day to change the position of the leaf surfaces. Depending on the amount, the herbs will take 1 to 3 weeks to dry. I've had no problems with mildew. The best part is these herbs stay a pretty olive green and keep their flavor better than when air-dried, says Chris. My favorite way to dry herbs is a dehydrator, says herb fancier Terry Kemp. It's faster than air drying and they stay green. Another quick and simple way to preserve herbs quickly is to rinse thoroughly under cold water, pat dry with a paper towel, put in freezer bags, and pop in the freezer, adds Terry. I usually stick them in whole and pull out pieces as needed. They're too limp to use in salads, but they are fine for cooked dishes. Green basil pesto is elegant, simple to make, and absolutely scrumptious on spaghetti or any sort of pasta. While basil is fresh in the summer, suggests Donna Fuss of Bloomfield, Connecticut, make pesto to freeze for later. Here's how. Donna Fuss's No Fuss Pesto. 2 cups fresh basil, 1/2 cup olive oil, 3 garlic cloves peeled, 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. Put in a food pressure and blend.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Out in the Garden on the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.